Westlock. The town of Westlock's freshly updated remuneration policy for the mayor and councillors includes no change to their honorariums in 2023, although their per diems will rise and they may still receive a modest cost of living allowance, COLA, bump that won't be finalized until next year's budget is passed. At their December 12 meeting, town councillors voted 6-0, Count. Curtis Snell was absent, to approve the five-page Mayor and Council Remuneration Policy P57-2014, a document the municipality has been working on since the spring and was most recently reviewed at their November 21 Committee of the Whole meeting. The policy, which comes into force January 1, 2023, won't be back in front of council for review until 2026. There are some minor changes that we're making, but in terms of some of the monetary values, we found that we were quite comparable to a lot of contemporaries we had looked at, said Sao Simone Wiley. Mayor Ralph Larajay said coming out of the pandemic they wanted to address policies colliding, noting this document and the entertainment and hospitality policy contradicted each other. He also said they tried to address the Zoom meeting phenomena that occurred during COVID-19 as the policy was written, long before that technology was even available. But we also wanted to make comparisons with our contemporaries and ensure that our remuneration was in line with them. I think administration did a great job gathering that information for the committee, which included myself, Count. Snell and Count. John Kramer, said Larajay. At the end of the day I would add that council, all in as a line item that reflects our wages, per diems, expenses, elections, council grants, anything council-related is just slightly south of 2% of our overall budget. So, it's my take that I know how hard all of the citizens work and it's important they receive good value for their dollar. What they earn while the honoraria rates remain frozen. The mayor earns $1,399.28 biweekly, while councillors collect $886.56 biweekly. There may be a slight jump as that figure will be consistent with the non-union staff approved COLA increase to be determined when the budget is finalized. Meanwhile, special meetings have been removed from honoraria and put into the per diem section, while all other meetings previously noted within honoraria will remain and clarity was added to the in-town and out-of-town references within the policy. Councillor per diem rates will increase from $202.40 per day for a meeting of 4 hours or more, to $260 per day, roughly 28%, and from $151.80 per day for a meeting of less than 4 hours, to $160 per day, which is about a 5% increase. Per diem rates, like honoraria, may also rise in 2023 if there's a COLA increase. Meanwhile, the section that noted a resolution was required for a councillor to attend certain events or conferences was reworded, as were the travel car and meal allowance sections to match the verbiage of the travel, hospitality and expense reimbursement policy. The personal expense amount of $10 per 24-hour period spent traveling on town business has increased to $20 per 24-hour period and each councillor will now also receive $50 monthly as a communication allowance. The Council Health Benefits Program section was reworded to ensure councillors are aware they are entitled to up to $500 annually towards a health spending account, as well as a 30% discount yearly on either a single or family facility pass. Policy background in the request for decision, RFD, to Council. Administration noted that at the May 9, 2022, town meeting a council remuneration task force was formed to review the policy and included the mayor, two councillors, Wiley and the municipal clerk. At a minimum, the task force was to review honoraria and per diem rates, and what was included within each, while also examining the telephone section within the policy as it was outdated. It was also suggested that the group research the possibility of individual expense accounts and maternity, paternity, extended leave. Administration first polled 20 municipalities with populations ranging from 1,300 to just over 10,000 and narrowed down the scope to Barrhead, Didsbury, Stettler, St. Paul and Westlock County. Next, benefits and honorariums, along with the duties and expectations of councillors was compared, as were the number of times each municipality met and the type of meetings. Per diems were also compared, as were whether resolutions were required for councillors to attend out-of-town events or conferences not pertaining to their committee appointments. At the end of the day, that comparison says that our honoraria rate is right where it should be when we look at our contemporaries, added Larajay. George Blaise, TownandCountryToday.com.